right thing and only count the electors who have been lawfully slated. Lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Today, we will see whether Republicans stand strong for integrity of our elections, but whether or not they stand strong for our country.
Well, let's see, friends, that they stay strong for our country. Hello, friends. This is Troy Brewer, senior pastor out at Open Door Church, director of Troy Brewer Ministries, big time part of Spark Worldwide, Answer International, the Redemption Ranch, and I'm telling you, I can clean a toothpick as well. I want to welcome you here, guys, to episode number 81 of The Pulse. Get ready, because today, guys, we have a very special guest that's going to be joining us. Somebody who knows, I'm talking about with firsthand experience, what it's like when the government weaponizes different parts of the government to come against your ability to have free speech. Free speech is going to be a tremendous issue. It already actually is. And we're all diverted in the midst of the news cycle from one disaster to another disaster. Nothing to see here but that. Don't look there, look here. It's all smoke and mirrors. And you and I, as the body of King Jesus, have got to step up into our civic duty and into our kingdom duty to fight, and be the people that God Almighty has called us to be. Guys, joining me here today is my good friend, Miss Shay Wilbur.
Hello, Pastor.
And I know that you're excited about today's broadcast.
Oh, yeah, I am.
I think that like 3 weeks in a row, we've had somebody that's been to jail.
I was actually telling her, I'm like, we just have this running joke now with our team.
If you've been to jail or if you've been shot in the head, we've also had three people here that have been shot in the head recently.
Or stabbed.
Or stabbed. Yeah, we also had somebody that's been stabbed.
We're like, come share your testimonies with us.
Or if you have a bacon tattoo, we tend to attract those people.
Shout out. Well,
there's only one here that has a bacon tattoo, but his name is Ben.
Yep.
But you and I work together every single day.
Yes.
And we're friends now, which I'm so grateful for.
Me too.
You're such a good girl. You are a good girl.
Thank you. I try.
All of us here, not only do we all work together, we spend all day long together, but we also all do life together, which is a really big deal. And then we fight the internal battles of dealing with church, which kills most people, but it's actually the easiest thing that we do.
I would say that,
which is pretty crazy. And then we save boys and girls out of sexual slavery all over the planet Earth, and we deal with all of our teams all over the place. And then we do this media thing, and then we do our conference things, and it's like, whoo, did you know
that we're all tired?
Did you know that there were so many moving parts whenever you came to work here?
I did not. You did try to warn me, though, to your credit. You did. You said, have you seen all the different things? And anytime you ask me that, I'm like, I did, but like, I still am putting the pieces together because it takes time.
Yeah, this is my 29th year here at Open Door Church. I'm still trying to put all my pieces together.
Well, I'm not the only one.
So what are we doing here today?
Well, we've also got Zachariah Rippey in studio.
So right on. So Zach Rippey, brand new on board. Right on.
Officially on board.
Officially
on the crew. Y'all clap for me at the staff meeting today.
We'll clap for you now.
I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The one and only.
That was your first staff meeting here today.
That was beautiful. You honored somebody's birthday that was here today in a big way, and you honored people with giving them awards and just blessings and just encouragement. And I just felt like I got ministered to at the staff meeting, and that's not what I was expecting. So thank you for doing that.
I want to have the power of the Holy Ghost every single meeting I have. I don't want to do nothing without King Jesus.
Amen. We got fed this morning with that prayer.
Even when Leanna starts to kiss on me, I invite the presence of the Lord into that.
That was my favorite part, though.
Those lashes,
Pastor
though.
Pastor Leanna in the beginning. You guys are just the cutest.
Well, you know what? She loves me, and she's smitten, and she, you know, she gets nervous when she's around me. We've been married 35 years, and she still gets nervous, and she starts stuttering, but she's a mere mortal woman, so I don't blame her, but
I just wish she was here right now to clap it back.
Yeah, whatever. She'd go, yeah, that's so true. That's so true, baby.
She did set you up like that today.
Yeah. No, man, she loves me like that. She's such a good girl, and we have such an amazing marriage, and I just thank God for her. Honestly, when I start thinking about what all, I knew Leanna as a teenager, and now I know her as someone who has a husband that is pushing his 60s. Don't y'all love how I just did that?
Yeah, that was smooth.
So you need to learn that, man.
Yeah, that
you're was still good, a young man.
You I got to honor my wife better.
And because girls don't like it when you tell their age. I don't give a rip who knows my age. I never have. Man, my 20s were so much better in my teens, and my 30s so much better in my 20s, my 40s so much better in my 30s. And now that I'm finishing up my 50s, I've still got 2 years left in my 50s. My 50s were so much better than my 40s.
We go from glory to glory.
There we go.
Faith
amen.
To faith, everlasting under everlasting, from deep unto deep. Hey, here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept. Come on.
That boy preaching right now.
Yeah, anyway. Well, it's good to have you with us today.
Thank you, man. Good. If you're watching right now on ODX or if you're on YouTube, let us know where you're watching from. So far, we got Aaron Ash from Cleburne. We got Phil from California. Thank you for being with us in the blue state of California. Nancy from Indiana. We got South Africa in the house, Brother Mark.
Yeah.
And we also have Missouri. We have Mary from Missouri. We have Brian from Ontario, Canada. So drop a comment. Let us know where you're watching from. Belinda, we see you in Glen Rose. That's the stomping grounds of Mr. Pastor Troy Brewer over here.
Whoa. Belinda's out there in Glen Rose.
Yep. We got Fort Worth in the house.
Come on.
Tanya, thank you for clapping for me. I appreciate you, Tanya. You're so sweet.
Look I have at to that. Give Natalia a shout out because she said, hey, Shay Wilbur.
Aww.
Oh, hey, Natalia. Love you.
You don't got to say a shout out to Shay Wilbur.
We got, she's from Crowley, Texas.
Oh, there you go.
Right up
there
the street.
There you go.
Right on. We got Houston. Thank you so much for being here, everybody.
She's probably sitting in the Fast Taco parking lot.
Hey. No, what? In
there. We do the go fast, live at lunch.
That is the best Fast Taco there is
in
around.
Crowley?
Is the one that's in Crowley.
Really?
It's brand new.
Let's write that down.
It's like a palace, man.
Really?
It's
like
it's really fun.
Maybe we can get sponsored by them.
Are you a Fast Taco?
I don't. I've never been. I'm still learning all the Texas places.
Well, it's not five star.
But I like Taco Bell, so I probably would like Fast Taco.
Oh, no, it beats Taco
Bell. Okay. Can they sponsor the poll so we can get like lunch every day?
We need Fast to do Taco? That. Which, speaking of sponsors, you guys know that I sponsor a dirt track race car.
Yes,
you guys
do.
Know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The number 22. It is driven by the Cooper boys, and we just finished fourth. And now, man, we're putting a whole new engine in it. It's got a whole new Troy Brewer Ministries logo on it. You guys come out to big time Kennedale Racetrack. And root for the Troy Brewer Ministries Redemption Ranch Dirt.
I get excited.
Do we
have a picture?
Listen, we got to do that. In fact, we need to do a pulse gathering out there.
Ooh.
Like from the side of the track or something?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
We all get together and we do that. And then, of course, we all get to go back. But, man, I get to go out there, and I get to drive that race car all the time. And the first time I drove it, man, we took all of our cameras out there, and we got all this unbelievable video. I'm driving a race car, and we're going around, and it's stupid. And I blew up the engine the first time I ever drove it.
Oh my gosh, there it is.
Good job, Taylor.
That looks like it's from a movie.
Taylor's amazing. I don't even know how he does that.
That's my car, man.
I told him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
That's my car. I totally blew up the engine. The oil pan blew out. Oil went all over me.
Oh, my God.
And it made an oil slick, and I wrecked. And then it was smoking real bad, and I thought it was on fire.
So you were trying to.
And I was, I was like from Talladega Nights.
Oh my!
Help me, the invisible fire. Help me, Tom Cruise. Work your sorcery. It was all.
You watched so many movies.
Yeah, you're a movie guy.
No,
yeah.
I saw it on the internet. I don't. All I watch is Angel Studios. That's it.
Hilarious. Angel Studios.
It's 2000% real.
And ODX.
I watch.
There we go.
ODX. ODX.
On Roku.
Yep.
Yeah. On Roku. Yep.
Well, I do like my Roku channel, man.
You do.
I'm so getting great. It just because of you.
And I mean, I got a barn, and I got a 55 inch television down in my barn, and I've got a chair that was made out of an old whiskey barrel, and I can sit there, and I can every single Sunday when I get home from church, I go in there and I sit down and I load it up and I watch my sermon.
That's how you get good at preaching, right? Watching your sermons. That's
obviously not.
We used to watch our sets to get better, you know?
I literally have a piece of paper on my podium every Sunday that says look right, because I watch me, and because I hold my microphone with my left hand, I'm always looking to the left. And I have another 700 people inside the room to my right, and all they're looking at is my daggum bald spot. So I'm like, okay. So I'm like,
you notice.
So I like look right. Don't forget to look right, just because, you know.
Yeah.
And besides that, My right side is not my best side. My left side is.
Oh, okay.
Is that true?
Maybe it's my right.
No, I don't have a right. I don't have a right.
Because to me, this is my bad side, and I keep catching it on the camera, and I'm like, oh, man, I got to keep my face straight.
Oh, man. This is my good side. That's a girl way of thinking. Because I obviously don't even have a good side.
They're all good. No, they're all good.
Also joining us today, some say tomato. I say tamayo. Rebecca Tamayo is here with us today. How are you?
I am great, Pastor. It's been busy, but good, and I'd rather be caught doing the things of the Lord. That's what you always say.
That's exactly right.
That's what we're doing.
Whatever's a problem, I just don't want it to be me.
Yeah.
Right on. Whoever falls out, it ain't going to be me. Even if I'm going to do something wrong, I'm still going to be standing.
Yeah, that's a vibe.
And I'm going to do that. You're very much like that. I love that about you. You're a good girl.
I try my best.
And I love you, and I'm proud of you.
I love you all.
And you got your little boy a cowboy hat this
oh
week.
My gosh. Oh my goodness. He is on a trend of, I want to be like Pastor Troy. And I was like, I'm Taylor the picture. Let's start with the cowboy hat and the belt.
And then you can gain 150 pounds. And then, actually 200 pounds. You can gain 200 pounds. And look at her. She's like, no. Honestly, I'm not going to put up with any fat kids. Did you see that?
When he turned 8, I'm like, what do you want? And he's like, I want some cowboy boots. So we went to Boot Barn, got him his first Ariat. And then from there, I went to Ariat shirt. And I'm like, oh my gosh, where is this going? And then you were able to gift him with a hat. Thank you. And now he preps a week before for his Sunday outfit to be dressed like you.
That's adorable.
Are you kidding? So, yeah, well,
he gets that from me and Josh.
Yeah, my kids look up to you too, by the way.
That's just because y'all love me and because y'all honor me.
No, we do. Right. And he's like, one day I'm going to go with Pastor Troy and save all the children.
You dang Skippy, man.
Now he's dressing like you.
I was talking to Brad this morning, and Brad.
Look. His hat.
Come on, brother. Come
on. Yeah, I got fitted and all.
Look how beautiful that boy is.
He's so handsome. He gets it after his dad. Yeah.
And he's crazy cool, man.
I love that boy.
Rebecca said he gets it after his dad. Have y'all seen Josh? He's not much to look at.
Josh is.
First time I met him, I was like, yo, this
dude's
handsome.
Rebecca's gorgeous. Yeah.
Thank you for blessing us, Pastor. Because if he would have said no, I would have said no.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I did pay for the hat, and that kind of helps to get kids to kind of wear your hat.
That's right. Yeah, thank you.
For it. But no, I'm so
you're amazing. Yeah,
he's a good little boy.
He's sweet.
Well, today we're going to have a special guest that is with us. And guys, if you're just now joining us on The Pulse, you need to know that today we have a very special guest that actually fought through the whole January 6th thing, has been through unbelievable traumatic experiences concerning that. She stands with faith. She stands on the word of God. She stands for freedom. She's drove all the way up here from Fredericksburg, Texas. She's going to be with us, and she's going to be joining us behind the veil today because we don't want to get censored with how we tell the truth. And friends, I'm going to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. I love the truth. Jesus is the truth, and I don't have any value for the woke lie. I have no value for it whatsoever. Jesus is never woke, ever, I promise. And so he's a warrior. And today, guys, we're going to have a real warrior, a lady that's going to be joining us today. We're going to be talking about the weaponization of the government and different branches of the government. And we're also going to be talking about the attack of free speech. When people ask me, Pastor Troy, what do you think is going to happen with the election? And I tell them the warfare is not with the vote. The warfare is with the people who are counting the votes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the fact, Jack, as the prophet Bill Murray once said. Many years ago.
Another movie.
Thank you very much.
Another movie. Movie count.
So we are going to get to that. But in the meantime, we have a couple things that me and you need to talk about because I got to give a hurricane update, and then you can tell everybody what all we're doing and how they can be a part of it.
Yes, sir.
But I want to tell you this, man. Y'all know that this hurricane is now moving towards Sarasota. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hitting at 1 a.m. on this day. And guys, I want you to look at that thing.
Wow.
It looks like the skulls that everybody is hanging outside of their houses right now at this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
When you invite this stuff to show up, it shows up.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to just tell you this. Listen, I'm a cultural guy. I don't have a religious bone in me, not even in my really cool little pinky. I can become religious about not being religious, which means I'm in desperate need of a savior, just like all the rest of us are. But I want to just tell you this. To hell with Halloween. I really don't understand what our fascination is with evil and why we are so impressed with it and why we think it'd be cool to dress up our kids like demons and witches. I have no respect for demons and witches. They're all under my feet. Amen. If I was going to go out in a Halloween costume, I would put, some kind of little demon underneath this foot and some kind of little demon underneath that foot, and I would go as the man of God that I am. Now that I've said that, I also want to premise this by saying this. We have a fall fest every single year, And we have thousands and thousands of kids here. It's a very important part of our culture, and it's an awesome opportunity to be able to reach kids for King Jesus.
Yeah.
And tons of kids will show up because we have 1 million pounds of candy. We have 1 million pounds of this. It's all free. It's all good. All you got to do is come and get it. And they will be dressed up, mm-hmm. you know, like demons and witches and all the things, because that's the culture. But I say that we as the people of God, we should actually say, whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are lovely. And we should go through those kinds of things and go, look, we can be just as fun and we can have a good time. It's not that we're fuddy-duddies, but it's like this. I don't want to embrace evil. I don't want to be impressed with evil. I don't ever want to embrace evil.
Yeah, I love that we're having, oh, look, there we go, our fall fest. I love that you're having this personally, because it's as a parent, especially when you have a young kid right now, it's like everyone is celebrating it. Everyone's talking. My son goes to a Christian school, but he comes home, they're talking about trick-or-treating. And it's like, you have that struggle of like, I don't want my kid to feel left out. And you don't want to be the, like the, you know, the one kid not doing it. However, I was raised, we were never allowed to trick-or-treat. Correct, we did not glorify evil. And so I love having an option. We're like, hey, we're going to church. Yeah, you can dress up. I won't let him dress. He's dressing as like Mario, of course.
Okay.
But I'm like, I'm not going to let him dress in something crazy. But this is a way that we can be at church.
Amen.
And know that what we are being surrounded by and so what is being glorified is not that. So,
And Alan DiDio says it this way. He said to me on my show that we had him on, he said that if you're going to take away like the aspect of Halloween from them in their eyes, then replace it with something bigger and better.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what the kingdom is. So bringing them to church, going all out, having a good old fall festival, that's the boys, best way you can do it.
Yeah, they're excited.
I promise you, my kids are not left out of having fun.
Yeah.
And my grandkids are not left out of having fun.
Yeah.
And we have a blast and we do those kinds of things. But also at the same exact time, it's kind of like the Day of the Dead, which is a big Mexican culture thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so at our school, I'm talking about Glen Rose, a really great school, love the school. Whenever Barrett first went into class, okay, first time he'd ever been in public school in his life, he goes into Glen Rose. This is after Ben and, what's my daughter-in-law's name?
Brandy,
thanks. Yeah. Sorry, just forgot.
Hopefully she's not watching.
This is actually after they moved in out there, and they go to school. Okay, because there's so many illegal immigrants that are in the United States, they actually have whole classes that are nothing but Spanish-speaking classes for the kids that have just arrived there, right? Okay, so my little white boy gets in there, and he is in a Spanish-speaking class because they didn't have any room for him anywhere else. And the brother comes in there, and it's cool. I thought, you know what? We'll see how this goes, and if they include him in everything, if they're not a bunch of racist pigs, and if they're good people, then it's not going to hurt him one bit to try and pick up on Spanish and be a part of that, as long as his teacher teaches him in English and yada, yada, yada. And there you go. So like, okay, we'll do that. So all of his friends were all Spanish speaking kids. I mean, didn't speak a lick of English, not a lick.
Wow.
And he'd be like, well, I talked to my friend, his name is Jesus. And Jesus learned to say my name today. And I learned how to say my name in Spanish. It's Benjamin.
Oh my gosh.
And so it was like, it was just fun. It was just fun. Aww. But they had a Day of the Dead. And I'm telling you, the teachers, they had a day where everybody dressed up for the Day of the Dead. And this is in his class. And it's like, bring a list of all of your grandparents that have died and all these kinds of things. Write their name on a piece of paper and we'll put it on this altar. Mm-hmm. They called it an altar.
Yeah, it's an altar. Yeah.
They literally called
it's an altar and you set it up.
Okay. Yeah. We're going up there. Listen, we're not going to have any altars to the dead here in this school. And you guys are not going to have any problem out of me. I will support you 10,000%, but you will exclude my kids.
Yeah.
And I would like to challenge the teacher on why you think. And again, it's all in the woke idea of, well, we got to be all inclusive. I don't want to be inclusive of that crap.
No.
I don't want nothing to do with any of that. Here's the deal. You come here and you assimilate into our culture and we need to define that it's actually a godly culture.
Yeah.
And so again, if Christians do not do their civic duty and their kingdom duty to be a part of society, it all goes to pieces. So, man, you got to fight for all of that in Jesus' name. So we've been helping everybody in North Carolina.
Yes, we have. Wow. The 18-wheeler, the 9 loads, all at it. Our church was able to help. Encounter Today, the city, you went out there this past week. If you missed yesterday's Pulse, Pastor Troy was at the Roar event, and he was able to join with the city and the state and be able to help out. And we actually sent, how much did you say we sent a couple of days?
We sent $22,000, and we're sending a whole lot more than that this week.
Yeah.
Because people are standing with us and they're like, hey man, the government is not showing up.
FEMA,
I mean, again,
not
we're there. we're there and all you see is Christians in churches out there feeding the people, clothing the people, helping the people. And then the government, mm-hmm. who is funded by billions of dollars, has given that money away to people that are not here to contribute, but that are actually here to take from us. Yeah. And then they tell the United States of American citizens, y'all are second class citizens now, even though you're Americans.
Yeah.
Okay. We all know that that's real. Like, well, what you just said is a little bit controversial. And don't you think it's a little bit provocative? Hey, man, let me throw this out there to you. For any limp-wristed Christian that's like, hey, I feel like, you know, your speech is a little bit provocative. Here's what I'd do. I'd get a mirror and I'd look at yourself, and then I would remind you, Trump has had 2 assassination attempts because of the provocative, hate-filled speech that you jokers put out. And then if there's any form of pushback, you say, ouch, ouchie, ouchie. ouchie. We do not feel sorry for you. There's actually real men that still have some form of testosterone within them today. Mm-hmm. And there's real people of God that have the spirit of the living God within them. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to back off.
Nope.
I promise you, we're not. So now that this big mess is moving into Florida, the news cycle is going to change because this thing is something else. It's like, wow. Okay. We're going to have to get involved with that.
Amen.
Yeah. Because the body of Jesus is going to have to stand up. All these clowns have been saying, you know, church really not necessary. That's a cop-out of, I don't want to be held accountable to being a part of anything kingdom whatsoever. Yeah. No, it's not necessary for you to go to heaven, but it's necessary for America to survive.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so real.
And I just want to encourage people too. Like, I love that. I mean, I don't love what happened in North Carolina, but I love that, like, we immediately were a part of the boots on the ground there. We know if stuff's going to happen in Florida, we're going to be a part of that. And I just want to encourage everyone watching, when you sow into this ministry and what we have going on here, you're not just helping us continue to do what we're doing here, but we are taking it outside of these walls. Mm-hmm. When you partner with us, it's very easy. You can go to odx.tv. You can call us 24/7 at 877-413-0888. Mm-hmm. You can also mail to Troy Brewer Ministries, P.O. Box 3775. Burleson, Texas, 76097. There are so many ways that you can partner with us. And when you do that, again, it's not just going to fund all the incredible work that we're doing. We're rescuing kids around the world every single day. We're feeding kids in Africa. We're housing orphans, all of that. But we're also helping right here on the front lines of what's going on in America. And I just think that's so important. I just want people to know that, like, that's what you're getting when you partner with us. Yeah. Like, we see where the need is, Pastor. You see where the need is and you say, all right, we're sending money there. We're doing that. So I just want to just encourage you. You're sowing into a lot.
Guys, you're doing it and you're killing it. And guys, we're making a tremendous difference. This thing is so much bigger than all of us. It's one thing to have a yes in your spirit, to say the yes. I would say this. It's one thing to have a yes. It's another thing to say the yes, but it's a whole another mamba jamba to do the yes.
And you're doing it.
And we do the yes. Mm-hmm. We do the yes.
Every day there's a yes.
Every single day.
Every single day.
Guys, listen, good American people need our help.
Amen.
And I say, let's help them. Mm-hmm. If you can help us, if you can help us, simply call the number on the screen, 877-413-0888. Again, it's 877-413-0888, which, by the way, 888, that's the number for the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Do you guys know that?
Yeah.
It's the gematria, the Greek for the name Jesus is 888.
Yeah, and don't forget to like and share and comment. And when you do that, you are helping us. You are joining with us. I love what you say. You're being a media missionary.
Yeah.
As you do that, we're not just clicking. We're not just repost, post it, comment, share it on your story, share it on all your newsfeed. Because when you do that, you're being the light in the darkness to someone that you don't know how bad their day is going. And you could change their life by doing that.
Yeah, you know what? The gospel of Jesus does change lives. Mm-hmm. It changes nations. It changes destinies. It changes generations. Mm-hmm. It changes
everything.
It changes everything.
Amen.
And guys, there needs to be some very real faces and voices today that stand up. And the lid needs to come off of a whole lot of people who have been hidden, where God Almighty says, no, this is a treasure. And you know what? There's going to be a great move of God. Guys, I promise you, the road to authority comes through serving. And the body of Jesus is standing up because our government has left town. And the body of Jesus is standing up to serve people and to help people today. And there is an anointing for authority that goes with servitude. And by the way, the body of Jesus turned that over to the mm-hmm. government when we became a bunch of limp-wristed leaders and said, you know, we don't want to help people. We don't want to feed people. We don't want to take in kids. We don't want to rescue kids. We don't want to take care of orphans. We don't want to take care of the elderly or widows. You know what? Let's just turn that over to the government. And then we'll have our little bless me clubs and we'll argue over the rapture. Mm. Okay, God help us, yeah. please. You know mm-hmm. what? God help us. So, guys, I want to encourage you, get in the fight. Join us today, and I bless you in Jesus' name. Call this number that is right here on this screen and be a great big part of all
this. So you call it 877-413-0888.
All right.
I'm ready.
Okay, so you know what? It is 25 minutes after.
I think we should bring in
We're about to go behind the veil. We're going to bring in our guest. I want to tell you who it is before we go behind the veil so that all of our stage two and all of our stage three people can get super excited and go, woo, man, I get to be a part of something so awesome today. Mm-hmm. And wait till you hear this. Wait till you hear this. If I typically peg your cringe meter, wait till you hear what's going to happen today. I would oil it up. I'm telling you, I would oil it up if
it's
I was
be
you.
I love today. It.
I'm so ready.
I have a special friend that's going to be with me. Her name is Jenny Cudd, and she's a West Texan native. She's born in big time Lubbock, Texas. I thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas, in my rearview mirror. It's a little bit of Mac Davis for y'all younger people, and you don't have any respect for great Americans. She's been involved in politics since she was a little girl. And in 2004, she was a precinct chairman, county delegate, state delegate, a guest at the National Republican Convention in New York City. And in November 2020, she went to D.C. for her very first Million Mega March.
And what a march it was.
And what a march it was. She was arrested 10 days later. Wait till you hear her story. But you're going to have to hear it behind the veil so that we won't be censored across all of our social media platforms. If you're stage two or stage three, all you got to do is stay right there. If you're not, well, you can call the number and you can join us or you can partner with us at odx.tv and get in the fight. All right. What else do I need to tell everybody?
I think that's it. I mean, we kind of hammered how you guys can give, get involved by going to odx.tv, calling that number, 877-413-0888. You can snail mail us. And we're so glad that you have joined us today. And if you're not stage two or stage three, you should become that right now.
And stage three, you get access to the New Beginnings Conference.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Which is beautiful. So that's actually coming up in January.
Thank you.
If you're a stage three partner, you get every single conference we have ever done. You get free access to it. And every single conference we are ever going to do, you get live free access to that.
And also on Wednesday, the first day of the conference is an ODX gathering. So if you're a stage two or three, you're going to be able to be, you get to meet the whole team.
Yeah. Ben, all these people that we chat with online.
So that'll be the first day.
Connie will be there. Everybody's
I'm so excited. Yes.
Connie? You want to see Connie? She'll be there.
Connie's like,
you got to sign up.
I don't really like to be on the camera.
She's so good at the camera.
I know.
I'm good at. You're so good at it. Mm-hmm. She's like, no, I'm good.
I love her. So get ready.
Today.
Yeah. That's wild.
I know.
And I told her, I said, I miss you so much, man. Everybody's beat me up, wanting to know where you're at. She's like, tell them I'm good.
We might have to show her, like, make sure, you know, show her to the people.
Just
to
check in with her.
Yes. Just do like a Connie update.
Connie, check in.
Okay.
All right.
So we're going to go behind the veil. If you're on ODX.TV, stage two or stage three, just stay right there where you're at, man. Also, I want to say this to you. I'm going to be preaching at Open Door Church right here tonight about 10 hours from now. So I double dog dare y'all to come out and be a great big part of it. That's actually like, what time is it? No, it's 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
so
it's about
7 p.m. live.
7 p.m. live. Mm-hmm. Come out and be a part of that. Come out and hug my neck. If you're nice, come up and talk to me. If you're not, stay home. Guys, we're going to go behind the veil. I'll see you right after this.